Real pleasure to have just directly across from me here. I can hardly believe it. To Walter Crockett. Walter, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Troy. How about you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Many know Walter, of course, through the music, and also a longtime writer for the Telegram Gazette in another lifetime, and Worcester Magazine editor, et cetera, et cetera.
Back when both were good, yeah.
Exactly. Well, you for sure helped make them good, and I think they started to disintegrate when you left, for sure. Walter, you've got you already have just a wonderful body of work out that you've recorded over the years. And, of course, a lot of people remember you from Zonka Raz, and a band that I had the very good fortune to finally see when you folks got back together for First Night some years back. And you've had a gig or two since then, and that's all memory now for all of us. But all the other bands that you've been in, I don't know if you want to go through or remind folks.
Well, there were a lot of them, but the one people remember the most is Zonka Raz. But I started out in the Prairie Oysters. After I went to Clark, and back when WCUW was part of Clark University, I think it was in a dorm
basement
up there. And we started a band called the Prairie Oysters with Bill Fisher, who's around playing all over town these days, and a bunch of other people. Andy Levison was our manager. He got us gigs all over New England. And Rick Levine, who's out there playing with the Wormtown Mugwumps now. So all the people are still playing, actually. And that was like 70 to 74. And then I got in Zonka Raz in 75. And then I left them when I met Valerie. We started a band together and got married pretty much the same year in 79 and brought Duke Levine into it. He was in high school, and he actually got credit for something or other in high school to do that. And he was amazing back then. So we did that for 4 years, and then we retired to have kids. Duke was ready to move on. We just felt like we would, you know, we had the best already. We weren't going to, you know. We also had Billy McGilvery, who plays on my new album. Mm-hmm. He's a great musician. He's still playing. And Dave Jakes, who was with John Prine for many years on bass. And both of them, Dave's on the album, too, on the first cut anyway. So then about 10 years, we just kind of sat back and got into acoustic music eventually while we had kids, and then got back out with the Oxymorons for about 13 years playing in coffee houses, Valerie and Walter Crockett. And we did four albums, and this while working, you know, for various newspapers, and finally even IBM at the end of it to support my family. But we played all over New England with them, so that was good. And then Valerie passed away in 2009, and so I kind of lost my playing partner, you know, and started a band a few years later, the Wannabe Wabbits, and we did about a year, but you find out pretty quickly that you can play one town, you know, once or twice, and it diminishes, you know.
Sure.
People come out and see you every year or two. That's what they do, and it's really not at all like it was in the days when everybody was young and everybody was out every night.
Right.
So stopped that and started playing. I've been playing with Chuck and Mudd, though, for like 30 years anyway.
Sure.
So I'm still playing with them, and I've learned to be late, and... And they're on my new album too, which is great singing. Mm-hmm. And Bob Dick, who was in the Oxymorons, he sings on it too. So, I was in Stillwater String Band. You know Dave West?
Oh yes,
yeah.
Dave's
got
voice,
a great
huh?
voice. We played together for
amazing
4 years.
Voice.
And once I started making this last year, I decided that I really wanted to concentrate more on just my own songs for a while.
Well, I wanted to say, when folks would come out to see you, Walter, they knew that they were going to hear your music. They weren't so much going to hear interpretations of other people, although you did do some covers.
But we did,
very choice.
dependent on the band. When we played in Crockett, we would, you know, we started out pretty much all original, but pretty mm-hmm. soon you're playing for a dancing crowd, and this is back in the early 80s, and
right.
you got to keep them dancing, and they dance to what they know, so we would do our own versions of, mm-hmm. but we'd do a Jackson 5 tune or, right. and things like that. We did
sure.
But it was always 50% original, and yeah. and the Oxymorons were all original, so that's what I prefer to do. It's just, you got to work harder to get that done, and...
Well, with that, that actually brings us up here to this right now, pretty much, that we have this brand new album of yours that people may have on another show or two heard a track or two, but I'm pleased to have the opportunity to hear to share as much of it as you would like. Why don't we start with the title? Where is the title, Children's So Long? Why did you find that on the as the title of the
release. Well, it's one of the songs on the album,
mm-hmm.
and which I actually it's one of the oldest songs on the album. It's from the 70s, wrote it a long time ago, and I kind of wrote it thinking about my grandfathers, and now I'm like my own grandpa, you know. Like the song goes, I'm my own grandpa, and so it kind of resonated, so I came back to it, I added some words to the end, and we did it on this album, so it was back in the days when I was heavily influenced by the Spinners, that one, so we just decided that was the best title I could come up with, you know, that's why, Process of Elimination.
The cover, it appears to be maybe a photo album.
What's
the image itself is a cover.
Yeah, well, Nancy took that picture. I mean, that was an old picture of me and my son Jackson, and she found the notebook that the song was in.
Uh-huh.
And she took a picture of the page of my notebook with the
there
photo
you go.
On
That's,
it.
Yeah, the album
and,
cover notebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and why don't we just open up this with the title track from your release here, and that's That'll Carry Us Over the Top of the Hour. Give a Legal ID. This is WCUW Worcester, Walter Crockett in studio. We're debuting his brand new album.
My granddaddy died last year, and left behind a souvenir of a photograph, a favorite song, a voice so gentle yet so strong. He said, children, so long, soon I be gone. Never give up on humankind. Live by your heart, my children, so long. Soon I'll be gone. Well, people seem so sad today. World just wants to blow away. There's so much greed and so much sin. And sometimes we wish it all could end. But long as I can see the light, I teach my children wrong from right. Blessings and I pray they'll live to hear their daddy say, children, so long, soon I'll be gone. Never give up. Not just your mind. gone.
It's just simply gorgeous, truly. Walter Crockett, a title track from his brand new CD, "Children So Long." Tom West, that organ in there, the keyboards.
Yeah, and that's Kevin Berry playing the solo on that. That's the one guitar solo Kevin takes on the album, because Duke plays the leads on the, and Kevin plays lap steel. But he just played such a nice, like, jazzy, soulful guitar. Yeah. Part there too.
Of course, the Bill McGilvery behind the drums.
Yeah,
he just ties. No matter what he's doing, whatever band he's in, however loose that band may be, there.
Yeah. Billy is the guy.
Yeah. Any other highlight from that track you want to share?
Well, let me see. You know, how about "This Time I Can't Stop Crying"?
Oh, okay. Another track from the release. You want to elaborate any more on that?
Oh, you mean you want to talk about that track? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Well, what else about that? I don't know. It just came together so great. You know, the whole making this album. You know, Marty Ballou on bass and Duke on guitar and a bunch of other instruments and Kevin Berry on lap steel and Tom West and Billy McGilvery. It just
Yeah.
It was just like, wonderful. You know, things fell together very quickly, and they were just, you know, Duke produced it, and the idea was to have players that he was comfortable with, and right. As it turns out, you know, Duke doesn't really deal with any jerks or anything, you know what I mean?
He's
a great guy, and all his guys he plays with are great guys, and they just, they help me make, you know, do things that I didn't think I was going to do because they're just so supportive. And Chris Rival was an engineer on that, too. He also did a fantastic job on the mix and everything, so.
Walter Crockett in studio here at WCUW. Children So Long has a brand new CD out on Big Bark, your label. Yeah. What else, what's the next track we can pull from here?
Well, how about This Time I Can't Stop Crying?
Got it. Here we go.
Thank you.
This Time I Can't Stop Crying from Children's So Long, brand new music from Walter Crockett in studio with me here now. Chet Williamson just shines throughout there, no?
I know, huh? Isn't that amazing? Chet is great. I knew I was going to put Chet on this thing. He's a wonderful guy to play with, and you never know what he's going to come up with.
Uh-huh.
Came into the studio with his wife and his little dog, too.
Okay.
It was wonderful, wonderful to see him again, too.
How much of the album was everybody in studio when each track was done, or did you have to some of it?
We had the basic band was there, so that would be Duke and Kevin. Uh-huh. And Marty Ballou on bass, and Tom West and Billy. So that's five of them plus me in the studio for everything except the very last song of the album, which is just me and Duke. And then we brought in the Chuck and Mudd and Bob Dick, who sang that bass harmony on that, which uh-huh. really made it, Bob Dick from Blackstone Valley and from the Oxymorons.
Mm-hmm. And the Dick Brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you turned the Dick. They turned them on to me, if I remember correctly. You sent them to the Coffee Kingdom.
Yeah,
back when they were kids.
Yeah, they were kids. As a matter of fact, his brother Dave was playing with the. He's a couple years younger than Duke, and Duke was only like 17 when we started out. So uh-huh. Dave played with us one night at Tammany Hall on banjo. I recall that. I don't know how we got him in.
All right.
But in any case. So yeah, we brought them in, the harmonies in later, and we brought Chet in a little later. And then on one cut, we have Dave Jakes, who used to play in our band Crockett, and then he went off to Nashville and became John Prine's bass player.
Right.
And he plays horns, all three horns. He arranged the horn section for the first cut on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And
you want to give that one a go?
Sure. Yeah, it's called This Old Heart.
All right, opening track. Brand new from Walter Crockett.
Take a look at this old heart, so many cracks, bruised in the front, scarred in the back. It's a wonder that the love flows through it like it does. And did you notice this old brain twists and it turns, trying to recall all the lessons that it learned? It's a wonder my mind don't lose it, but it don't, not that it won't. These old hands still reach for more. These old ears keep an eye on the door. Cause when you come knocking, my heart starts thumping, my brain starts buzzing, then my tongue says something about falling in love with you. Just like I did when this old heart was new. And get a load of this old soul, sparkle in the dawn, dance a little jig with the robin on the lawn. It's a wonder how her smiling face brings amazing grace. But sometimes when the now goes then goes there, ghosts ride in on the midnight air. It's a wonder if the light of day could drive them all away. But this old man can't ask for more. This old heart keeps an eye on the door. Cause when you come knocking, my heart starts thumping, my brain starts buzzing, then my tongue says something about falling in love with you. Just like I did when this old heart was beating. Hey, sometimes love can't catch a break, but sometimes time is all it takes. All it takes. If you got a brand new heart, go ahead and use it. If you want to find it, first you got to lose it. It's a wonder how a heart takes a licking. Keeps on ticking, and these old hands can reach for more. These old ears keep an eye on the door. Cause when you come knocking, my heart starts thumping, my brain starts buzzing, and my tongue says, hey. When you come knocking, hearts start trumping, blood starts pumping, fists start bumping. When you come knocking, the van starts rocking, the noise gets shocking, the neighbors start squawking, the cops come calling, you start bawling, cause I'm falling in love with you. Just like I did when this old heart was new. Hey, just like I did when this old heart was new.
That's the opening track to Walter Crockett's brand new album, Children So Long, This Old Heart. And that just showcases that I think Walter's really, truly a romantic at heart. For sure. That goes out to your sweetie.
Yes, it does. It does, you know. It's a, it's a wonderful thing to discover that the heart's still ticking.
Yeah. I like how Duke sort of put the horns kind of in the back. They're kind of like back there. It's a little bit of a vaudeville kind of feel to the the piece as I'm listening to it.
Yeah, and he came in and, you know, the funny thing is when I did that with the Wannabe Wabbits when I first wrote it, which is back about 8 years ago, and I used to sing the solo in falsetto, like, you know, so Dave just took that and put the horn section to that, and then when Duke heard it, he decided he'd bring in the slide guitar over the top just toward the tail end of it, which kind of tied the whole thing together. It was real. Yeah. Duke did a lot of production touches. There's a little bing in there that I just heard. I have no idea when he put that in there. He would come back to it and just add little mandola here. Sometimes he put on a banjo on one song, you know, in the background, a National Steel. Yeah. And he plays the lead guitar. I did want to mention that on that, did I already mention that on Children So Long, the Kevin Berry played that beautiful guitar solo?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah,
never mind.
Showcases there. That's okay. What's next on this release, Children So Long, Walter?
You mean what
do you want to hear next? Yeah.
I was thinking let's go for one of the Apocalypso songs.
Oh, okay.
How about Roll On?
Well, you know, I was hoping you might choose that one.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, it's funny to hear this album because I've heard some of these songs live, you know.
Yeah.
And not remembering, was that, did I hear that on a recording? Where did I hear that? But this is one I've heard you perform.
None of them have been on record, but this one was done also in the Wannabe Wabbits.
Okay, here
so
we go.
So you heard it live once or twice, maybe.
There was a weeping and a wailing and a carrying on, like all of the magic in the world was gone. Breaking of promises, shattering vows, wholesale slaughter of the sacred cast. Oh, Lord, have mercy. This old world looking like New Jersey, underwater, under fire. Keep on trudging through the muck and the mire. Roll on through the night of a million years. Roll on from the side of the Trail of Tears. Roll on to the light of your chosen sun. Roll on to the rolling on is done. In the waters, toppling the trees, widespread die-off of the bats and the bees, vanishing glaciers, thunder and snow, whole lot of reaping what we shouldn't have sowed. Clean coal, there's the answer. Might as well tout it as a cure for cancer. Take cover, hold your fire. On trudging through the muck and the mire. Roll on through the night of a million years. Roll on through from the side of the Trail of Tears. Row on to the light of your chosen one. Row on to the road and on with the light. To pick sides, then the Civil War raged for a couple, 3 years. But whoever won it, we never did hear. 'Cause when the Lord didn't show like they promised he would, we headed up north through the Michigan woods. There were 66 of us, we called it a tribe. 6 months later, we were down to five. Said 6 months later, we were down to five. 'Cause three died, steal cattle. 12 went down in the heat of battle. 7 perished in the cold. 1 got strangled on her chain of gold. 5 bit the dust in the dry heat. 4 went badly on rancid meat. 3 wandered off into the sun. 2 did something that they never should have done. 2 did something that they never should have done. Despair dropped 7. Walking pneumonia back 10 or 11. 3 died by their own hand. 2 fed the wolves and 1 quicksand. Yeah, 2 fed the wolves and 1 quicksand. Roll on through the night of a million years. Roll on from the side of the Trail of Tears. Roll on to the light of the chosen one. Roll on to the road. Appear. We could eat them and fly them, sleep on the ground right there beside them. And the 100 or so of us who survived soon split off into separate tribes, telling stories of the hell long, long ago when mankind fell back, when knowledge was not enough, when faith betrayed us and only love got us through the long nights, the burning sun, cruel waters, hunger, life's lost, hunger, life's lost, sorrow, death's dead, sorrow, death's dead, sorrow. With the second chance. Here we stand with the second chance. Roll on through the night of a million years. Roll on from the side of the trail of tears. Roll on to the light of your chosen one. Roll on till the rolling on is done. Roll on through the night of a million years. Roll on from the side of the trail of tears. Roll on to the light of your chosen one. Roll on to the rolling on is done. Roll on from the night of a million years. Roll on from the side of the trail of tears. Roll on to the light of your chosen son. Roll on to the rolling on.
Epic is the word there, Walter. That's just simply amazing. Roll on from Children So Long, Walter Crockett's new release.
Yeah,
I know you're a voracious reader, I'm sure. I don't know how many novels or epics are like wrapped up in that one little song.
I don't know. You know, it's I can't quite. Sometimes you can't really tell. I listen to this now, and I hear all these little things the guys are doing. I mean, they played so great.
Uh-huh.
You know, I still enjoy it so much. But Bob Dick's bass voice there on a couple of plays, you know. Dude did something that they never should have done.
Uh-huh.
You know? Oh.
Twice.
Yeah.
He repeats that.
Right, right. The it's very... I don't know. It's gratifying. It's funny to do a song like that, which is pretty heavy, though. That one has a happy ending a million years later.
Yeah.
You know?
You pull it back around.
Yeah. I was wondering, you feel like playing the one without the happy ending?
Sure.
Fleet of Wooden Caskets?
Yes. Set that up for us, please. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, the image came to me from the floods in North Carolina, one of the hurricanes, you know. But it also happened in New Orleans, too, with floods. But there was pictures of caskets floating down the river because the rivers rose so much that they unearthed the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And so that central image came to me. And, you know, a lot of my life... Right now, and you know, for a long time, actually, I got in environmental songs going back to 1973, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, you know, just trying to wake people up, but they don't want to be awake because it's too scary for them, and so it's hard to tell what to do except to keep doing it. And this, I don't know how the song came. It started at night. I had a dream, kind of, and I woke up with a little piece of the melody, and I got up and I wrote it and got most of the verses done and went back to bed. And which sometimes the best ones come out sometimes of your subconscious, you know.
Sure.
But I kind of like this song. It sounds bluegrassy, you know, but it's not quite bluegrassy. It's sort of Carter Family style when you're playing the acoustic guitar. But... You know, it's a very cheerful-sounding song about apocalypse. That's what it
right.
is.
Fleet of Wooden Caskets from the CD Children So Long, Walter Crockett.
Are you sad to see us go? Will you miss us in the evening by the campfire's gentle glow? You'll find us on the mountain, seeking refuge in the caves, but in a fleet of wooden caskets, floating on the waves. Well, here's to the Mississippi, rolling toward the rising sea. That swamps the crumbling coastline from Bar Harbor to the Keys. Here's to the memory of the eagle, the bluebird and the bee. All the times we wouldn't listen, all the things we could not see. And hey, sugar maples, are you sad to see us go? Well, you miss us in the springtime when your sap begins to flow. You won't find us up in Greenland where the glaciers used to be, but in a fleet of wooden caskets bobbing on the sea. So here's to the rolling prairie with its amber waves of grain, to the days of dappled sunlight, to the nights of gentle rain, to the sound of children's laughter, to the love that let it be, to the insect evolution at the end of history. Hey, Okie Finokie Cypress, are you sad to see us go? While your flocks of yellow warblers singing soft and low, fly away in all directions for your home we could not save, and our fleet of wooden caskets floating on the waves. So here's to the Bible and the Koran, the Torah and the Talmud too, the Vedas and the Bhagavad Gita and the ancient Book of Runes. Here's to every god and goddess whose name we take in vain, through the wind's infernal howling, through the everlasting rain. And hey, big rugged redwoods, are you sad to see us go? Or didn't you even notice us on the forest floor below? You might find us in the fault lines under highways proudly paved, or in a fleet of wooden caskets floating on the and to the lucky ones who died before the fire consumed the land as long was prophesied. And when the flames do flicker out, as always was the case, long may the rocks we leave behind enjoy their state of grace. But hey, Georgia pines, are you sad to see us go? Will you miss us in the evening by the campfire's gentle glow? You won't find us on a mountain seeking refuge in the cave, but in a fleet of wooden caskets floating on the waves. Yes, there's a fleet of wooden caskets floating on the waves.
Oh, yes. Nice happy-go-lucky song there, Walter Crockett.
That's the irony of the song. You're up on stage playing it. It's kind of weird, you know. You don't, but it is what it is.
You have to bob to it, for sure. Well, that for sure was a kind of a fun one. Walter Crockett in studio here at WCUW Worcester, 91.3 FM. We're on the web, WCUW.org. We hope you're listening in. And keep in mind, folks, you can go revisit our hour together here with Walter at your leisure for the next 2 weeks. It's going to be up in our archives. So check that out. Yeah.
Hey, hey.
And you go listen to your whole album again, Walter.
That's right.
Like you haven't heard it already a number of times, but hopefully you're getting some enjoyment from this. I sure am. What a pleasure to have you here.
Well, it's great to be here, Troy. Great to see you, too. Yeah. You've been part of my musical life for so many years, since the Coffee Kingdom and then the Rotmans, too, you know.
Tatnik Bookseller. Tatnik
Bookseller, yeah. Sure. Now, I don't know, but I saw the story there.
Yeah.
I don't think we were quite into playing right at the time the story, the duo played there, and that was an amazing show.
I'm ever thankful for that story, actually, you did on the story. They actually opened, they were one of the opening acts for Sober in the Sun, 1989.
Wow. Yeah.
And we're going back a little ways there.
Yeah.
But right now we're in studio and we got your brand new CD. Just so excited to be sharing it. Let's not waste a moment here. I've got another track.
Well, what do you prefer? I'd like, you know, I got a couple that I...
I like you choosing here because you get the... You're setting the stage.
Well, I kind of like a little Sunlight just because it becomes what I call dukadelic at the end. They kind of... They take it out. It's a song I wrote as a finger picking tune back in 1976. You know, just shortly after I joined Zonkeraz, and I had been in the Prairie Oysters, and I'd been done a lot of finger picking in the Prairie Oysters band, and written songs with chord progressions that kind of went in long circles like this one does, and. Just never recorded it, hardly ever played it in a band, and brought it back, and Duke remembered it, and because he was around in the Prairie Oyster days. He was a little kid back when we were playing with his brother Rick, and on St. Elmo Road we would rehearse in their basement, and Duke was, I believe, 8 when we started the band, and by the time he was 9, he was stealing my licks. He was sitting upstairs. I'd come up and he'd be doing do 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 do. I said, "Oh, isn't that cute?"
Oh, yeah.
7 years later, he's playing my band.
Right.
But
now he's on stage with Buddy Ray.
I know he is. He's got this wonderful tour out there, which kind of precludes my record release party, unfortunately, because he's gone till November, but maybe we'll pull something together.
Uh-huh.
But I'm very happy for him. It's great to see him right up there next to her on stage.
Sure.
And so yeah, anyway, the song goes through, and then they just, like, took the ending out in this, well, you'll see, you know, it's...
All right.
It's pretty neat.
Here we go, Little Sunshine from... Children So Long, Walter Kraken.
Somebody hurt you, somebody lied, somebody left you shaking inside, shivering lonely and unsatisfied. Moody woman, I'm talking to you, what can I do to make your dreams come? Thank you. sunlight. Now won't you stay and fill my heart a while. So much to see you, babe. So much to feel you in the morning. So much life in your smile. I wouldn't hurt you, and I couldn't lie. I wouldn't leave you, never goodbye. And I'll be your well if your river runs dry. Little sunlight, I'm talking to you. What can I do to make your dreams come true? Little sunlight, I'm talking to you. What can I do to make your dreams come true? Little sunlight, talking to you, talking to you. What can I do? Tell me, what can I do to make your dreams come true? Little sunlight. To you, yeah. What can I do? Tell me what can I do? I'll make your dreams come true. Yeah.
Just beautiful, beautiful piece of work there, Walter.
Isn't that something?
A little sunshine, yeah.
I gotta hand that to Duke and Kevin and the rest. Tom West, boy, you can hear it. He likes those high notes, huh?
Uh-huh.
Those only dogs can hear. Beautiful. They came up with that whole ending. They just decided they'd keep going. And mm-hmm. My philosophy with when you got guys who can play, I don't see any point in playing a song and giving them a 15-second solo.
Sure.
You know, let them play.
Yeah, Duke knows how to do that. I think I have it right here. Don't Interrupt the Sorrow, I played from Duke earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not quite sure how long it is, but it stretches out there right down to that last note. I let it go, let it go right down there. Ever so sweet. What a great guitar player.
Yeah, he is.
We're going to run out of time here, Walter. What else can we squeeze in?
Well, what do you get for time?
We've got about 14 minutes.
14 minutes. Well,
with chatter.
We've gone through the rock songs, except for You Had It, but maybe either Carrying On or These Days Are Ours, which is a little different these
days.
The
stage is yours. This is your set list. So.
Well, let's go with Carrying On.
All right. Six. Six.
It's another finger-picking tune, and we got Chuck and Mud in there on the harmonies, and Bob Dick again, too.
All right. Off we go.
Six kids sitting on a hillside singing, overlooking a Tennessee town. It was me and Slim and the Jackson twins, Big Weasel and Sally Brown. Three guitars, a couple kazoos, a gallon of cheap old wine. We were feeling all right by the firelight when a crash came from behind. Scared the twins near out of their mind. It was a skinny old man in convict stripes with the 3-day growth of beard. He said, kids, don't run, I ain't got no gun, and there ain't no reason to fear. I just busted loose of the calaboose, and they shot my buddy down. All I need is a change of clothes, and a look at the whole hometown. I'll be Alabama bound. He said, my buddy was a jailhouse minstrel, barely knew right from wrong. But if you pass me down that old guitar, I'll play his favorite song. He called it Carrying On. Goes like this. Go in peace, go in truth, keep your faith, you can't keep youth. And if I never see your smiling face again, take the spirit of the song, make your own. When mine is gone, for I'll be there in the wine and the wailing, carrying on. Well, we sit Big Weasel down off of the hill to get the man a change of clothes. Sally Brown said, mister, where you gonna run? He said, I don't rightly know. But the night was right and the wine was fine, and we sang the songs he knew, serenading the deer and the skunks and the bear with the good old Mountain Dew. Oh, the good old Mountain Dew. And when he finally rose to leave us as the night turned into dawn, he passed me back my old guitar. We played his favorite song, the one called Carrying On. Go in peace, go in truth, keep your faith, you can't keep youth. If I'm never see your smiling face again, take the spirit of the song, make your own, mine is gone. For I'll be there in the wine and the wailing, carrying on. That was 40 years ago, and I married Sally Brown. But it wasn't but a month or so till the fever struck her down. And I've been a rambler ever since, I guess I always will. But you must imagine my surprise when I climbed back up this hill, and the kids were singing still. So I thank you for the change of clothes, the music and the wine. And if you pass me down that old guitar, I hope that you don't mind if we sing it one more time. Go in peace, go in truth, keep your faith, you can't keep youth. If I never see your smiling face again, take the spirit of the song, make your own, or mine is gone. For I'll be there in the wine and the wailing, carrying on. Go in peace, go in truth, keep your faith, you can't keep you. And if I never see your smiling face again, take the spirit of the song, won't you make your own. I'll be there in the wine and the wailing, carrying on. Yes, I'll be there.
There in the wine and the wheel, carrying on.
It sounds like a region or an area from your youth. Where are you from, Walter?
Well, I'm actually from Kansas.
Right. Yeah.
My mother's family is from Tennessee and now Arkansas. So, I got a lot of the. I got that little bit of the southern accent side mixed in with the Midwestern and the Worcester accent.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of New England Americana, I think.
There you go. What's up next? Let's squeeze. We can squeeze one full song, and we'll go out with something.
Okay, I'd kind of like to do this one's different. It was just me and Duke, and I think he snuck back in the studio afterwards and put a few more touches of guitar or mandola or something on it.
Uh-huh.
I'm playing the finger picking. I wrote this for my wife Nancy, who did a beautiful job on the. On the cover and design of the album, it's mm-hmm. really
it's just nice.
Love it, and she's a great person too. So I've been a lucky man, and it's sort of one of those Zen kind of songs, I guess. You know,
right.
Not a lot of Zen songs out there, but this is one of them. It's called "These Days Are Ours." Oh, I wanted to say, by the way, anyone wants to buy this,
yes,
they can. Send me an email at waltercrockettsongs@gmail.com. That's mm-hmm. Walter Crockett with two T's, songs@gmail.com, and I'll get it to you.
I imagine you have it over at Union Music as well at some point.
We'll probably put it up on Bandcamp and stuff. But
right.
I mean, it just...
This is fresh.
It just came in last Friday,
yeah.
So I'm just, you know... Deliver them around to the people around here for now, then we'll work on it.
It's got that sweet smell to it.
Yeah. You are the first station, as I promised, to play this.
And, thank you.
I know Gail snuck in ahead of you. I don't know if Chuck did, but...
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's get this in.
Take off the cloak that you wore in. Remove the veil of sorrow. Dismiss the years that brought you here. Release all your tomorrows. Just for the day, be here, be now. No shadow lurks behind you. Let no old sadness touch your heart. No sudden fear confine you. Outside the fortress of your soul, a long dead night still taunts you. Where strangers, friends, and lovers all have left their marks upon you. And worst of all, the best of them, the ones who should have loved you, they left you there to sink or swim. They put their lives above you. How many years until we climb up through the tears beyond the time? How many lives have never known? Hours, those days are gone. Thank you. So rest right here and breathe the air while sunlight plays around you. And stare out through an endless sky and know that love has found you. Just for the day, be here, be now. No challenge lies before you. Just feel the beating of our hearts and know that I adore you. How many years until we climb up through the tears beyond the time? How many lives have never known? These days are ours, those days are gone. These days are ours, those days.
Well, Walter, our hour is gone.
Hey, thank you so much, Troy. I really appreciate it. It's
simply beautiful piece there, and just appropriate, I think, to wrap this up with.
Nice harmony by Muddy. She did wonderful harmony on this, as did Chuck and Bob Dick. Those guys worked really hard to get these songs. My songs are not the simplest songs to get down. They worked their butts off, if I may say so, and I really appreciate it.
This is one release to be very proud of. You're proud of all of them, and should be, but this one in particular, Children So Long. It's the title of it, Walter Crockett. Again, Walter Crockett Songs.
Walter Crockett Songs at
gmail.com. And, I'm just honored.
Well, thank you so much. The honor is all mine, Troy.
Thank you.
Okie doke. Thanks, Troy.
Thank you.